tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message in from Cliff Tellini. He is the Presque Isle County Commissioner, also the chairman of the Board of Commissioners. He says, Randy, our Planning Commission sold the people out, and this has to change. I've already informed my commissioners when we fill these appointments what we need to do. Honestly, Cliff, in my opinion, based on the testimony I gave that night and you gave and, 200 other people showed up to give to that planning commission, the lady who was chairing that planning commission at the time and the previous county commissioner who leased the land to DTE were in cahoots together. I don't know if she was paid off. I don't know if any money was exchanged hands. But the way she rammed that through without listening to any of the public comment, where every single person after me, because I had another meeting I had to go to, I asked to speak first. Cliff, you heard my testimony, my public comment. Many others got up and spoke after I did. And based on what I was told after I left the meeting the next day, everybody got up standing and saying they were against this. Please do not approve this. And they did it anyway. I'm not saying it happened. I'm simply asking a question. Did the landowner who leased this property to DTE, was there any money that was exchanged hands between him and the chair of that planning commission? I'm just asking. Because if there was, they colluded. And I think perhaps some of that money he's getting from DTE needs to come back to the county and to the people of Presque Isle County. Just saying. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not saying anything other than that needs to be asked, because she was so hell-bent on ramming that through approval. She already had the motion made, drawn up. She didn't have the courage herself to make the motion, of course, because she was chair of the planning commission. She gave it to somebody else, another member, to do it. The motion was seconded. There was slight, I was told, slight discussion, and it passed. There was some funny business going on in Presque Isle County. That's all I'm saying. It needs to be investigated. You guys need to find out. Because now they're looking at all these special use permits in these other locations. You guys in Presque Isle County have got to stand up and fight the good fight. just because this precedent was done in that previous planning commission doesn't mean they're going to get to do whatever the heck they want in Presque Isle County just because they got the first one started. And here's the bottom line. These solar panels are going to prove they don't produce any electricity. Unless those people are going to get out there in the middle of winter and shovel off those solar panels, it's not going to produce any electricity. All of the lies that DTE said at that meeting to justify getting that project all had to do with taking federal funds. The amount of money that they were paid for building this project, not going to produce any electricity. Today the sun is shining. Majority of the time in this state it isn't. And then when you add snow on top of those solar panels, how effective, how much electricity can they produce covered in snow and ice and no sun shining? This is insanity what they're doing to good farmland in Presque Isle County and around the state. Short break. We'll be right back.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
everybody. Welcome back into second segment, hour number three. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to go to Lansing, Michigan, looking at what's going on in Lansing with regards to this lame duck session. Basically, it feels like lame duck because they are only going to be in session until the week of November 15th, deer season. You see, state reps and state senators, Lansing, all the staffers, yeah, they get to shut down for 2 weeks for deer season. Don't you have the same benefit at your job, at your business? You get to take off 2 weeks to go deer hunting, right? Not. Unbelievable. Well, one of the things that we have to look at is some of these other races based on campaign finance reports. Lansing is critical. You just heard Ian Murphy talk about the next attorney general, what he is going to allow these bureaucratic agencies, departments, to be able to do to us, we the people. Adam Hollyer outraged the field of both Republicans and Democrats running for the chance to become the next Secretary of State in 2026. Hollyer, a Democrat, raised nearly $349,000 out of the gate with his run. $105,000 coming from individuals, $244,000 coming from political action committees. His campaign has $345,000 because he only spent $4,000. Republican Amanda Love, while behind with overall cash on hand, raised nearly $124,000, all from individual donations. Her campaign ended up spending $18,000, giving her $106,000 cash on hand. Love has nearly $53,000 in debt owed by her campaign committee. Now, the communist socialist Ingham County clerk Barb Byram was the candidate with the third most cash on hand, $104,000. She ended up raising $69,000 for the quarter and spent only $16,000. However, Byram said that she's gathered dozens of endorsements after traveling to 60 counties as a Democrat. Deputy Secretary of State, working under Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, only raised $73,000 and spent $90,000. So he's $17,000 in debt. He has the highest burn rate for the period, spending $194,000 more than he raised. Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini, who just announced he's running, raised more than $53,000 and only spent $10,000. He's left with $43,000 cash on hand. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson also showed $17,000 coming in from or her cycle for governor from her Secretary of State account. $4,000 spent, $14,000 cash on hand as she's spending down her account as she runs for governor. So those are the candidates running for Secretary of State. Over in the AG race, where they will replace term-limited Attorney General Dana Nessel, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald raised the most with $272,485, giving her nearly $1 million raised for her campaign, leaving $625,691 cash on hand. The closest to McDonald, fellow Democrat Mark Totten, he raised $148,568 and has over $200,000 cash on hand. Washtenaw County Prosecutor Eli Savitt raised $94,582 and now has almost $160,000 in his bank account, cash on hand. On the Republican side, Attorney Kevin Kievsky is leading the Republicans with $55,583 raised and $54,083 cash on hand. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd actually raised more money, but he spent more. He raised $61,525 and only has $46,556 cash on hand. Meanwhile, the other filed announced candidate, Republican Matt DiPerno, didn't turn in any documents to the Bureau of Elections by the end of the day. So he did not file a report. This is basically going to come down to Kevin Kievsky and Doug Lloyd at the state convention, in my opinion. Now, there is an interesting development because the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nisbet, who is term limited out of the Senate, who's running for governor, well, Republican attorney Chris Moriatis stands out, who's filed and has raised $101,634 just since August. Kind of an interesting family tree. Chris Moriatis is the son-in-law of former state senator Tanya Schutmaker. Schutmaker represented Southwest Michigan from 2011 through 2018 in the state Senate, then being succeeded by Eric Nisbet due to the fact that she was term limited out. Moriatis is married to Schutmaker's daughter, Davina Mucci, and his Schutmaker's partner is Schutmaker Moriatis Law Office, PC, in Paw Paw, Michigan. Kind of interesting how he is an attorney and his partners with Schutmaker's. Another Republican looking to replace Nisbet, Penny Clevenger. He's chair of the Allegan County Republican Party and currently Casco Township Treasurer. He raised $43,348, about 40% of what Chris Moriatis raised. So it's kind of interesting to see these campaign finance reports, to see how much they raise, to see how much cash on hand they report they have, and who is spending the most money. Out of all of them, number one, highest burn rate, independent candidate for governor, Mike Duggan, 88% burn rate. Well, we'll see where these reports go. Again, just getting started in the race, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini, running for Secretary of State on the Republican side. Personally, I think it's probably going to be Anthony, even though Amanda Love has raised a lot of money from individuals. I think Ferlini just getting started is a very strong fundraiser, and we'll see where this ends up. So we'll see where this shakes out. And the state conventions, folks, just so you know, critically important that you understand that if you are currently a precinct delegate, because we're not running for re-election until next August on the primary, you have to go to your county conventions. You have got to ask, because you're an informed, educated precinct delegate, because you listen to this show, that you would like to go and represent your county at the state convention. Why is that so important? Because it's our candidates that we're hearing on this show that you guys will know who to support, who to tell others to support at the state convention, and even share this information at your county conventions when you stand up asking to being a voting precinct delegate at the endorsement convention. So that's the bottom line. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to tell your county parties when you go to your county conventions. Stand up, speak out. I've listened to the candidates on Trucker Randy's show. We know who we believe is the best candidate for the Republican Party in our county to support, and I would like to go to the endorsement convention in late March next year, 2026. Folks, that's only what? October to November, December, January, February, March, 5 months away, roughly, from right about now. I think it's March 28th or March 29th. So in 5 months, we are going to go to a state endorsement convention. And that's where we will vote as to who we believe should be the nominee at the state's convention in August. But if they get that endorsement, that'll give them a heads up on raising money and also being able to do parades in the spring, Memorial Day, 4th of July, even before the August state convention that officially will nominate our candidates. The endorsement convention is not binding, but it does carry a lot of weight. And there is even some people out there thinking that the endorsement conventions are unconstitutional and are talking about taking the party to court. Former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County, but I will not say his name on this microphone. But those of you who know who I'm talking about, that's who's doing the clacking. One final thing I do want to mention real quick before we end this segment. Tomorrow morning, if you're listening, 8:27, Ask My Tax has extended the petition drive through the month of November. If you haven't gotten a petition sheet yet, I want you to text me AX, AX. We have people in Emmett County. We have people in Antrim. We have people in Sheboygan. Dar is up there in Sheboygan County. We've got people with sheets. If you haven't gotten 10 signatures, that's all I'm asking you to do. Get 10 signatures, sign the bottom as the circulator, and mail it back. Or give it back to the person who gave it to you. Krista up in Emmett County, again, text me KK for her number. I'll give it to you. If you're in Sheboygan County, text me Dar, D-A-R. And I'll put you in touch with Dar Olson. These patriot ladies have the sheets. They have instruction sheets on how to fill out the petition, how to do it. They even have palm cards for you. 10 signatures. That's all I'm asking you to do. You get the 10 signatures, you circulate it, you sign it at the bottom as the circulator, and you give it back or you mail it in. Help us eliminate property taxes by getting it on the ballot next year. Text me KK in Emmett County, text me Dar for Sheboygan, or text me Axe if you live outside those areas. Final half hour, bottom of the line, hour news. We'll be right back.